Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome in to Loretta McNeary Presents Taking Charge Tuesday, also known as Taking Control Today. So it's TCT Day, everybody. So welcome in. Thanks so much for listening. And I really, really appreciate all the amazing feedback and the well wishes when it was posted that the Loretta McNeary Show, no, Loretta McNeary Live is one of 300 shows in the top 15,000 on Blog Talk Radio. Would not have been possible had it not been for the listeners and the wonderful guests that we have on the show. So not to say is an understatement to say I'm ecstatic, right? I am. And I just love you guys so much, and I'm so appreciative. Please feel free, again, to email me your comments, your feedback, who you'd love to hear from on the radio show or the TV show. My email is loretta@lorettamcnary.com. And, of course, you can find me all over social media. I've been called the social media queen, but, you know, I couldn't do it all by myself. So thanks to my assistant, Bethany Morgan, who has contacted many guests and responded to tons of emails on my behalf. So it takes a team, right? Can't do it alone. And the Bible talks about the three braided cord. It takes more than one person. We get weak and we get overwhelmed and underappreciated, and we need somebody to walk with us, to help keep us walking, to lift us up when, you know, along the way. And, of course, we know it's all by the grace of God and through His strength that we are here today. So great show coming up, waiting on my co-host, Audrey Meisner, to call in. I'm sure she'll be calling in soon. And you can Google her. She is so amazing. She and her husband, Bob, have a wonderful television ministry that you can find out more about by finding her on Facebook and Googling her. She's so amazing. She's a best-selling author, TV personality, mother, wife. Love. She calls herself the Jesus girl. I think that is so cute. I got to use it, and I probably have already used it, so I give credit to her for bringing that term to my attention. So, again, thank you all so much for helping me be in that top 300. What an honor. What a blessing. And to God be the glory for that. As you know, Take Charge Tuesday, TCT, Taking Control Today. It's all about women empowerment. It's about having a think tank on the radio. It's about having girl talk on the radio to women all across the world, because we all need it, right? And, of course, we don't leave the men out. We love our men, the men in our lives, and we want you to call in and share, and hopefully you'll get some insight on how we tick and what makes us happy and what makes us sad. You probably already know that, but how to help us get over that will be discussed as well. So feel free to call in. The phone lines are open during the show, and the number is 347-539-5772, 347-539-5772. And feel free to call in, press number 1, and I will come to your number when I see it. And, you know, as time permits during a conversation, I don't want to just stop, you know, rudely and just so fast and take a call, but, you know, sometimes I may. You never know with me, right? You've been listening long enough to know. I pretty much just go for it. I break all the rules in radio, I'm sure, but that's what makes me uniquely Loretta, right? I can't duplicate anybody else. So while we're waiting on Ms. Audrey to call in, I wanted to share some things in my book, because, you know, I'm an author. I'm working on two other books, and hopefully I'll get one of those done by the fall of 2013. Please pray that I'll I'll go ahead and overcome whatever's keeping me from finishing those books. They're so close to being finished, so there's really no reason for them not to be finished. And so for those who have the book, why don't you grab it? And we're going to talk about worry, and that's page 79. I just flipped it open, and that's what I came to. So, and I'm one of those persons, those people, those women who don't believe in coincidences or, you know, just happenstance. I believe it's all part of my godly, divine life and plan that these things happen. So I just opened the book, and I came to the part of worry. So I'm hoping and praying that it's something that something will be said or something. You know, you'll feel something out of this and you'll be helped for the person who's really dealing with that. So we're going to go ahead and proceed with that until Audrey calls in, and then we'll go in another direction, or we may stay there. So feel free to call in at any time as I, okay. As you can tell, I'm multitasking, right? I'm trying to make sure Audrey's okay because it's not like her not to have called in by now. So we're going to send her a quick email. And, okay, this is, okay, my book is called, for those, you know, I don't want to assume everybody knows about the book. It's called Faith for the Next Step. It's 52 messages to inspire and encourage. A lot of people are using it as a weekly devotional because it's 52 words that I talk about. And it is a faith-based book. And it starts with the scripture. It talks about, you know, that particular word for that chapter, and then I end it with a mantra, an affirmation that I want you all to use and to say for the whole entire week. Or you can read the book at one sitting. I've had people who have told me that they just sat down and couldn't put the book down, so they ended up reading it the entire time. So this is worry, and it's week 29 or chapter 29. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. And that comes from Proverbs 12:25, and that's the Message version. And here's another scripture that I use. I use three in this particular chapter. Most of them only have one. So the next one comes from Matthew 6:34. So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. That is so interesting because during my quiet time, in the, you know, I don't know if I was waking up or it was a dream or it was quiet time, but I do remember saying this, and I was going to write it for my post on Facebook about don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. And then it also came to mind, don't borrow tomorrow's trouble because the day is, you know, filled with its own, right? So the third scripture that's in this chapter is Isaiah 43:2 from the New Living Translation. When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. And again, this Isaiah 43:2. Remember the song, Don't Worry, Be Happy? The entire song consisted primarily of those four words. Don't worry, be happy. And, of course, you know, I will not sing. I will not sing because that will be, you know, cause for some more comments, right? Either you're going to totally love it or you're going to totally, like, Loretta, never do that again. Okay. So millions of minds were changed and countless unnecessary items were sold with the same slogan from this song, which is rarely played at all on the radio anymore. Although we remember the song, the words are so critical to having faith for the next step. Worry and being faithful are not synonymous. If you are faithful, quite clearly, you are not worrying. And if you are worrying, you quite clearly are not faithful. From a spiritual perspective, there is a quote that says, if you pray, don't worry, and if you worry, don't pray. Worrying is connected with sleepless nights, negative habits, bad decisions, medical and mental illness. These things, when combined with other stresses and disappointments, may lead to hospitalization or worse. I worried so much until I started worrying about worrying so much. Then I worried even more because I was worrying way too much. However, there is an obvious solution to worrying. What I learned over the years after thousands of hours of worrying is that, for me, worrying was a sign of a lack of faith. Oh, my, not me, right? Queen of faith. I have loads of faith, right? Well, the proof is in the pudding. Sleepless night, mild hypertension, weight gain, and crankiness. It took fervent prayers and daily reading of the Bible to help me realize the only cure for worry was faith, which simply meant I had to believe without any doubt that God will always be there for me and that he knows what is best for me. And this knowledge and belief was the cure for my worrying. Upon doing further research, I found that about 90% of the stuff we worry about never, ever happens. So this week's mantra, everybody, guess what it is? Yeah, don't worry, be happy.
I wrote that, and it just cracks me up of, you know, how God just speaks through you and you can write a book. We do have some calls coming in. I have not seen Audrey's, but that's okay because we're, you know, the show must go on. I learned that a long time ago. So we're going to go to area code 901-754. So you are welcome in to Loretta McNary Live Presents TCT. Hi there, caller.
Good morning, my S-Fam.
Okay, you got to tell me why. What is S-Fam? Because I saw that on a post on Facebook, and I knew it was something cool.
It's sister, friend, and mentor.
Aww.
And then if you say S-Fam, that's our supportive sister, friend, and mentor.
Aww.
So some days you're my S-S, and some days you're my S, but you're always my friend. And, of course, I'm exercising, guess you know.
Yay.
I'm on my treadmill, and I'm waiting on you and our speaker, Audrey. So you tell me to pull out my book, and, of course, I have an autographed book of Faith for the Next Step. just letting you know that.
You sure do.
And my page of focus is on page 7. And, of course, that's joy, because, you know, the name of my company is Rise Door Company.
Yes.
And so this page is my page that I've got my bookmark. And so as you were talking about that, I thought about the fact that on your scripture it is, for his anger lasts only a moment. And but his favor lasts a lifetime. So, you know, when you think about you are guaranteed a lifetime of favor, then you can deal with many things. And so because I'm an encourager, that's the gift that God has given me, to be an encouraging teacher minister. I have to say that to people every day as they walk through the journey of grief. You know, yeah, it's hard walking, but look for the joy avenue. And when you get there, just stand there a minute, you know, and wait for the light to change, because it will. So that's my piece for the day. I'm going to exercise and listen to the rest of the callers by Internet.
Aw, that is so awesome. And, Y, thank you so much for everything, for always being an encourager and for being my S-F-A-M.
Well, you know, you're welcome, and thank you for all of the encouragement. And just, you know, you inspire me by I call it a virtual inspiration, even though I know you and we see each other. But I'm always inspired when I listen to the radio. And since this is how I started my transition 2 years ago, I will continue that. But you have a wonderful day, and get the rest of your callers in so that I can learn something for this Tuesday.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being our first caller today.
All right.
All right, everybody. That was Y Woods, and, you know, she's a regular with us here on the show, and we're so, so appreciative of her listening and encouragement and telling other people about the show. And it means a lot, you know, because I'm one of those people who are so always inspiring other people, and, you know, I'm always just ready and just willing to give a good word and or smile or whatever. And I shared when I spoke with many groups that, it, you know, people like me, we love encouragement too. We need inspiration too. We feed off of it, because when you give from your soul, and like Y said, her gift is joy and encouragement, that takes away from you. It weakens you. It's like withdrawals are being made, but there are very few deposits being made. And so one of the other things I wanted to talk about was the feeling of being overwhelmed or underappreciated. And I know men experience this too, so I'm not negating that feeling for them. But because I can only speak from a female perspective, that's what I'm doing, men. So if you want to chime in, you can email me or text. Well, you can't text me because, you know, the phone thing. Oh, it's so out of control. It's so out of control. So please Facebook me, tweet something, and I'll have Bethany look at it or something. But I know you guys get overwhelmed sometimes. It's a natural feeling. So for those who do experience being overwhelmed, and that's in my next book, is not in the first book that I wrote, but that's just when you just feel like everything is on your shoulder. You're taking on way too much stuff. Way too much stuff, and there's nothing wrong with taking on stuff, but when you have a tendency to do that, you need to do two things, either let some things go or just step away from everything, like a mental break, a spiritual break, just a break from being in control, being in charge of, being the go-to person. You need to have a mental spiritual break, and that could be anywhere from 15 minutes a day to an entire day, or like I just did, get away for the weekend, went to Brentwood, one of my favorite places to go, you know, close enough from home to still be near, you know, in your spirit and everything, but also far enough away to feel like you're away from it all. And so I had the opportunity to do that. I came back super, super recharged, super, super refreshed. So those are the things I encourage you to do. One, to let some of the things go, and two, to get away from it all, to just kind of let it go. And so I know even, you know, as a parent, I've learned that that can happen to our children too, and sometimes it comes out in ways that are negative or ways that we may seem like it may appear to be disrespectful or something out of the norm, but, you know, it can happen to them. School can be overwhelming with, you know, the learning and the peer pressure and other things that are going on within them. So, you know, the same grace that you need when you're overwhelmed, please, please, please give that same grace to your children, the people who live with you, because we have a tendency, and I think I talk about that in the book as well, how we are so much more accepting and tolerable to people that we work with that are our friends instead of those people who actually live in our home. Sometimes they get, you know, we project all that tiredness and overwhelmingness and worrying on them. So remember, being overwhelmed, of course, it is being buried or drowned beneath a huge mass. You feel defeated, and so you need to get away. You really, really need to get away, whether that's a mental getaway or a physical get away. Please get away. And I don't know where Audrey is. I'm getting worried now because it's so not like her, because she looks forward to Tuesdays just like I do. And also, for those who are tuning in, you're looking for our spiritual personal coach, Michael Farmer. Well, Michael is on a sabbatical, a hiatus, because this is a really busy time of the year for him. So he'll be back mid-September. And we're going to relaunch and kick off with a huge reception. And we're inviting all of you out there. You have to keep listening and follow us on Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff, so you can come and talk to us and enjoy food, fellowship, and fun as we prepare to relaunch the Lori McNary Live Presents Tuesdays with Michael Farmer, our spiritual personal coach. But he's on Facebook every once in a while, so you can catch him there as well. And send him an email. Tell him you miss him at GloryApp, that's GloryApp, as in Paul and Peter, at AOL.com. So you can reach him. I'm sure he'd love, 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 love to hear from you. I sent him a text message telling him about the email that I got from Blog Talk about the show being one of the top 300 out of 15,000. And he was like, I can't wait to get back to the show. So I know he wants to be here. He is just not available because he has to work. You know, we have those businesses, and then we have the fun things that we'd love to do. And he really loves sharing the word of God, breaking it down so that anybody can understand. So look forward to that him coming back in September. And like I said, send him an email or a Facebook, him saying, you miss him, you miss him, you miss him. So what I'm going to do is I have a really wonderful song. I really have to call and check on my girl. So I'm going to play a song for you.
And, yeah, you'll hear more music because we're going to have all things women, female. You know, we'll have songs by them. We'll have events by women. We're going to partner with so many different women organizations to help promote them. And you're going to love this show. You're going to love Tuesdays because it is Take Control today. It is Take Charge Tuesday. And we can't wait to become a resource for all things women and empowerment. And girl talk, of course. You know, we got to talk about relationships, not in a negative dish somebody way, but just about in a healthy way. So please enjoy this song. It is Treya Lee's Call Stay featuring Philip Young.
All night thinking about the things I said to you. Please forgive me.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
Emotions got the best of me when you said you don't want us no more. You're leaving.
Yeah, Colin is all we can do because I got technique to work, so we can do all that. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I love, love, love Treya Lee. She's a based in Boston, and I think she's going to be going to Atlanta, so I've got to reach back out in touch with her and see where she is. So we appreciate it. I'm multitasking here, so phone lines are available. You're listening to Lori McNary Presents Take Charge Tuesdays, or Taking Control Today, however you want to call it. So excited that you all are here going to the phone lines, and we're waiting on my co-host, so I know all is well, and she'll call in, or there's some reason why she can't. 908-809, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, good morning, Ms. McNary. How are you this morning?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I am doing just great. I just walked into the karate school, get ready to train and practice.
Oh, what are you going to train in, tactics? Is that what you said?
Train and practice.
Training and practice. Well, of course, there's some tactics that you're going to teach, right? So everybody who's, for the sake of my listening audience, this is a good friend of mine, Latif, right? And he
yes,
is an amazing, amazing, amazing trainer. So you can just tell him what you do and who you're, where you are getting ready to practice karate at.
Well, we're located in Piscataway, New Jersey. That's central Jersey. We teach Taekwondo in our school. It's a Master Use Taekwondo. We also study a mixture of martial art forms and disciplines such as Krav Maga, Hapkido, Jiu-Jitsu, what have you. We try to incorporate everything so we can call our school a mixed martial arts school so we can be well-rounded. I'm sorry?
I just think that's fascinating that you do all that, because most schools, you know, not saying as a put-down, it's really good if you can concentrate on one thing, because that's what most people need. But if you can mix it all together, that's got to be an incredible place.
Well, we want all of our students to be well-rounded in their skills. We don't want them to just have a standing game, but we want them to have a ground game as well. Usually, especially at boxing matches, they kind of almost turn into a standing wrestling game. And if it wasn't for a referee, it would probably be a floor game. So we think it's very valuable to have all forms studied, including some forms of weapons and how to retaliate against weapons as well.
Okay. When you say how to retaliate against weapons, like the moonshot or a sword or a gun, how do you teach that?
You're obviously limited with firearms, unless you're at close range. There's a level of confidence, of course, that comes with it. The knives, sticks, chains, ropes, what have you, using your body as a weapon in itself for either defense or offense. And then on top of that, we don't just practice just fighting. It's also, we do meditation. We try to do some training, weight loss. We talk about nutrition and eating right. Because martial arts is not just fighting. It's also sort of a lifestyle for many people. So we try to extend that practice with our students.
Right. I saw my sons up when they were small, and I did it for the discipline and for the focus, you know, because it teaches you how to really be in control of your body and not have your body control you in any kind of circumstance. And I like that you talked about the meditation part. Can you tell me about the different belts and how do you get from level to level to the black belt, I guess, the coveted belt?
Okay. The belt system, it's actually quite easy. Promotion, sort of like the military. You start with a white belt, and the history of the belts is, you wear a belt to keep your pants up, basically, back in the old days. And what happens is the men would travel, and they would endure, some encounters on their way, and by the time we're through the months and the years that pass, they would come back to wherever they originated from, and their uniform and their belt would be so tattered and dirty, it would show their level of skill based on the look of their uniform. So that would be the history of the belt. Yes.
Ooh.
And then what our students, what we do is we encourage them roughly about every 3 months and or when they're ready to be promoted, once they know all the curriculum, we'll promote them. We'll go through a little ceremony. First, we test them as a group. Then we'll go through a formal ceremony. We'll break a couple of boards. We'll have the parents watch. Some of our staff on board just to kind of help them out through their skills so they can move on to the next belt. And then they feel real proud of themselves. They feel like they strongly accomplished something, so they move on to the next belt. And, of course, they work their way all the way up to a black belt.
Okay, so there's a yellow belt. What's the next belt? What's the lowest belt or the beginner belt or whatever?
Beginner belt would be the
white
belt. In Taekwondo, it would be the white belt. Then there's yellow, then orange, And of course, the colors, you know, they get dark and dark. It can be green, then purple, blue, red, brown, junior black, and then black.
Hmm. So how
important
then
it's different degrees of black.
What are some of the benefits for a woman to take karate? Is it just a protection kind of thing?
It's very beneficial for a woman, especially women that are in vulnerable either situations in their lives or have been in vulnerable physical situations. We teach them how to tactfully get themselves out of it, of course, to defend themselves, to be confident within that because they are females. We don't want them to just, you know, go in and then head strong, let them know what they're doing, be secure and safe in what they're doing and confident on top of everything and to be able to defend themselves.
Okay, I love that. And again, it teaches you focus and discipline, too, for women as well. So it's not always a, you know, a self-defense kind of thing. It has a lot more benefits, even health benefits, what I've been told, especially when you get
exactly.
into the cardio, the kickboxing, and, of course, you know, you can use it for protection. But it's so much more, and I want to encourage women to definitely take karate or some of those other things. And what is the name of the place where you're teaching and practicing at, Latif?
It's called Master Use Power Kick USA. And again, I said it's in Piscataway, New Jersey. We actually have four locations that are being sub-owned. We have one in Somerset, New Jersey, which is not too far from our current location, Piscataway. We have another one in Highland Park, New Jersey. And another one that's owned by Matthew's younger brother, which is in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Tell me the history of the guy who owns it. Didn't you tell me he trained, like, Bruce Lee or Jackie Chan or somebody? Who did he train?
Well, no, the gentleman that trains me, his name is Master Tony Yu. He's from South Korea originally. And he actually trained under Grandmaster Jun Ri, who is the father of Taekwondo in this country.
Oh, okay. I knew he was some brilliant man. Yeah.
He's very, very knowledgeable. He's sort of like the I can't find the right name to put to it. He's sort of like our messiah for Taekwondo. That's the best way I could say it in America.
Wow. Well, if I ever get to New Jersey with a show, I definitely want to come and show some of the tactics or the moves. But, and you know, I've actually did it here in Memphis where I broke a board. It was unbelievable because I was able to do it. And, of course, my son's like, it was already broken, but it was not already broken. I can't explain how it happened, but I was knew I had to break it because I would have been totally embarrassed because it was part of my show. And so I do have some footage of that. I have to share with you one day how I actually, you know, was able to break the board. So I was, like, so on a high, and I'm getting high thinking about it, that natural high
That's
from
good.
Having accomplished something. So thank you for calling in. You have to call in again and educate
thank
us on
you so
you know,
much,
some
thank
kind
you
of meditation
me.
Or something.
Excellent. Absolutely. We have to do that again sometime.
All right. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for having me. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. We're going to continue to go to the phone lines. We do have other callers in our queue, and I'm so excited about this. We're going to go to the phone line. Area code 480-626. So welcome to Loretta McNary Live presents PCT, Take Charge Tuesday, or Taking Charge Today. Welcome, caller.
Hello, is this is actually Audrey calling. And
Audrey, yes, hi.
I am so excited about being on the show today. I had a bit of an emergency. I came back earlier, but I did want to just talk to women. I was really enjoying that last caller. I thought that it was so good for us to be in conversation about things like this. I mean, that is just
mm-hmm.
powerful. And I guess I just really wanted to talk to everyone. It's the end of the summer, and my kids are all getting, my little guy's getting ready to go back to school, and just really talk about what God really wants to impact us with, his joy and his and the things that can rob us from our joy. And so that's kind of just want to encourage people today to just really just know that God doesn't, like, the enemy wants to steal us from our joy, steal the joy from us. But you know what? We need to be aware of what those things are, the enemy's tactics, so that we can, you know, be involved with what God wants us to do. Because I just feel like being overwhelmed and tired and so overworked can really steal from the important things of life. And so I know there's
yes.
a lot of other moms and women that are getting their kids ready for school and immunizations. And, I mean, we could just go on and on, school supplies and even the money to pay for all of those things. But I just, the precious gift – that our children really are to us is something that we need to remember in all of this kerfuffle, that, you know what, we have to remember the important stuff.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to encourage moms
this,
in that
Marjorie.
Way.
At the beginning of the show, I talked about the topic was pretty much being feeling overwhelmed and underappreciated, and then you come on. And we also talked to Y Woods, one of our she supports the show. She listens every Tuesday while she works out. So, Y, you're so awesome. She brought up joy. Isn't that funny
gosh.
How those are the
you
same words that you're using? And I know
and
you weren't
I was,
listening because
I
you
honestly,
just said you had
no,
an emergency.
No, I wasn't listening till this second. And I just thought, you know what? The Lord just put on my heart that, you know what? People are being stolen from something that is a God-given gift. He wants to have funny things happen to us during our day so that we can participate with joy, but we won't notice if we're not being intentional about saying, you know what, God, I am releasing things to you so that I can notice when fun things happen and notice that smile on my kid's face, notice the funny little thing that they just said because it was funny, but sometimes I miss it because I'm so bogged down with my list of things to do, you know? And so I just really feel want to just bring encouragement to people that you know, God really, the enemy wants to steal, but let's remember he doesn't want to just rob our finances and our health. He wants to rob our joy too, and be aware of that and just let ourselves take time to smell the roses and actually do that. Like, when's the last time we were in a parking lot and we saw a bush with flowers on it? I was just at the post office last week, and there was a bush with actual flowers, and I thought, you know what, I wonder if those flowers smell good, and I actually stopped. I really did it, physically stopped to smell that. And you know what? It didn't. I was in the desert in Phoenix, and it didn't smell that great. But I laughed to myself, and I thought, well, at least I stopped to smell the desert flowers, you know, even if they didn't smell good. But we do have to take time to enjoy
we've
God.
We've got to do more of that. And then they're virtual flowers, too. I used to get into this thing where I just want to send a virtual flower to someone. And that just really looked like a word of encouragement or calling somebody who had been on my mind. So, you know, and
that's
priceless,
good.
But it costs you nothing.
Yes, that costs you nothing. And the other thing that can really steal us from our joy is just unprecedented guilt. And I think that's the other thing I want to talk about today is that often, you know, guilt is – can I just have a few seconds to talk about what guilt – what my idea is about guilt and then just see what you think?
Please.
Is that okay?
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, because what I was thinking about – and did I talk about this last week? We were talking a little bit about guilt, about how
–
I think
about
I mentioned
guilt.
Yes. And in the good guilt is that, yes, we did something wrong and we need to ask Jesus to forgive us and we need to move on. But then there's that guilt that other people put on us and we're not good enough, we're not skinny enough, we're not smart enough, we're not rich enough. And, you know, yesterday I was talking to my own daughter and she, you know, one of her friends was making her feel dumb, you know, and just feel guilty about something that wasn't right. And I just thought, you know what, that stole her joy for a bit, but then we just so took it we just took it and just decided, you know what, this is not going to happen. That person at work that makes you feel this way or that says these things about you are not telling the truth about your worth. And one of the biggest things that one of the greatest things we have is our worth of what Jesus says about our identity and what a treasure we are. And the enemy, I think, hates it when we know who we really are and how valuable we are to God. And so I think that guilt can so much just eat away at our worth when people say words against us or they say, you know, in a joking way, they make fun of us and we're the brunt of the jokes and those kind of things. And after a while, I just think that worthlessness wants to come in. But I really believe that, you know, through that worthlessness and guilt, the enemy can steal our joy. So one of the biggest things is really comparison and comparing people, you know, comparing ourselves with other people is just going to get us no joy at all. And I know we talked about that last week as well, but I just wanted to say it out loud because somebody listening needed to hear that. You know, not to feel guilty if there's no good reason to feel guilty. If there's no reason to feel guilty, just stop it. You can actually interrupt that thought and say, I am no longer going to participate with this because there is no condemnation for those who love Jesus. And I was just reading in the book of John about he says, Jesus did not come, he came to save the world, not to condemn it. And so let's participate with his whole entire purpose of coming to earth was to save the world, not to condemn it. And let's not believe the lies that the accuser is giving us about ourselves and our personality and our circumstances. Let's not believe those lies for 1 minute longer. That's what I wanted to say.
Again, you are right where we were earlier, and I was.
Are you serious? Okay, good.
You're so awesome. We're just so connected, and this is so.
I love
that. It has to be, you know, godly, because I was reading Romans 8 through. I think it talks about, you know, him. Nothing can separate us from him, and that we're more than conquerors. So I want to encourage everybody, you know, to read Romans, the entire chapter. 8th chapter, and especially when you get down to like verse 35 all the way to 39, and it tells you that nothing will separate you from him. He loves us, and we're overcomers because Christ came and overcame all of this stuff, and we're so connected to him that, you know, guess what? We're overcomers too. And you just have to, and I like what you said when you said stop that voice. You have to stop the voice. It has to stop at your command. That's how much power, that's how much power we have.
Yes.
If you tell that voice to stop, it stops.
Right.
But to keep it stopped, you have got to know the word for yourself so that you can tell it. You got to say it.
And I'm going to take it another step because you talked about giving those smelling the virtual flowers and giving those virtual notes. And I would venture to say that the happiest people on earth are the most generous. And I think that as we... You know, as we give and have a live to give mentality, that we're not out to just get, but we are so satisfied in our knowing our source, with his Jesus, we can't help but be contagious to those, to give and to be contagious to those around us. And, you know, we've all been given a measure of resources, whatever that is, emotionally, mentally, and whatever it is, and it's our choice to either keep them to ourselves or to give them away. And the principle of Jesus is to give as freely as we have received. You know, Matthew 10:8, where it says, as freely as you've been given, as you have received, freely give. And it's as we keep on giving that our hands are open to receive blessings, too. You know, that's pretty much how generosity works. So I was just thinking about what steals our joy.
Definitely.
And when we get selfish and stingy, that steals our joy in a heartbeat. So with
you said
question,
so many. Ooh, you dropped so many nuggets that time. Oh, my goodness, Audrey.
Oh, my goodness.
You're so sweet. We're just going to keep piggybacking off each other. You know how you said just keep giving and giving because your hands open when you give. You can't give with a closed fist. So when your hands are open and you are giving, you know what, before you can even snatch it back and ball it up, God has given back to you because his word says you cannot beat him giving. And the song says the more you give, the more he gives to you. Because you cannot be God-given, no matter how you try.
Can you not feel the joy?
I dare you.
Can you not feel the joy in that? Like, that just generates joy. It generates joy. And a great question to ask is, I think every day is, what can I give today? And not restricted to money, but be open to being liberal from our wealth of all our resources, our relationships, our forgiveness, our time, our energy, our emotions. And even generosity is for the strangers we're going to meet today. You know, those that, you know, come into, and those in our own family. But God's going to give us wisdom about how we can bring generosity, just a spirit of generosity, because I think it actually breeds multiplication. Like, I know that that's God's principle. That's a kingdom principle, that generosity brings multiplication. And we all want multiplication in our lives.
Yeah, and that works for believers and unbelievers because that is a spiritual law, and people have used it as a business principle about giving first. Networking groups use it, but it is definitely a biblical scripture that supports it as a spiritual law. It's called sowing and reaping, and so you cannot outgive. You can't give enough and then come up empty. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, what will happen? If you don't trust in God, you can't get it from the person you gave it to. I think that's where we get, you know, that's where the disconnect is. Well, I did this for so-and-so, and they didn't do anything for me. Well, baby, it's not going to come from there all the time. And you're not supposed to expect it, because that's where the disconnect is. Just know, and you know all, as Michael said, just know in your knower that it's going to happen.
Yeah. Exactly. I love that because you know what? Generosity requires faith. I just believe mm-hmm. that generosity requires faith, because we're seen, we're operating in the unseen instead of the seen. Because if we look at what is seen in our physical eyes, it looks like we're losing something. When we give something away, it's like, okay, that's gone now, you know. But in God's principle, you know, we look through unseen. We see through eyes of faith that we are literally planting seeds of generosity, whatever that might be, that we're giving something away. And that grows a harvest. And we can't forget that God rewards, diligently rewards, those who seek him. He embraces the generous spirit, because that's just his nature and his character.
And it's not faith if you can see it. It's not hope if you can see it.
That's right.
I just want people to understand that.
It's invisible. Unfortunately, these things are invisible. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. They're not in the natural yet. You're hoping for something that you can't see. That's when you have faith to understand that the things hoped for.
Good.
Hebrews 11.
You are on
just
it.
Read that chapter on faith when you get a little overwhelmed and feel underappreciated.
Yeah.
And it happens. And sometimes people say, well, Loretta, I don't want to hear a scripture. I don't want to hear that. I'm so bogged down that I don't want to hear that. And that's when you have to know how to deal with it, because that's going to happen. Because, you know, they're Christians too, so they know it. But sometimes you get in that space. I don't know. You can only understand if you've been there, and that you can honestly say that you've been there where you needed more. You really needed a physical touch. You wanted something to happen bigger than someone quoting a scripture. So you got to learn how to feed that need first, and then, you know, allow people to be clothed in God's grace and mercy. But you can't just tell a hungry person that's physically hungry, you know, it's going to be okay. God's going to provide, just like he takes care of the sparrows. Well, they don't want to hear that when their stomach is growling.
No.
You got to find a way how to help that need, how to fill
need,
and then they'll understand the joy of the Lord is within them.
Because the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
And the other thing that's invisible, girl, listen to this. The other thing that's invisible is fear. Fear and doubt are invisible as well, okay? And the fear of the future and fear of lack. See, that's what I think what robs us from being generous and having that joy of giving is the fear of lack. You know, if I give this away, I won't have enough for myself. If I forgive that person, then they're going to be okay and I won't. You know, those things can blind us to the reward and joy of the giving. And I just believe it. You know, when you think of the rich young ruler, when Jesus met the rich young ruler, he had everything, and he was such a good man, and Jesus loved him enough to tell him the truth, that he lacked only one thing in life. This young man couldn't see how frivolous his riches on earth really were in the long run. To him, they weren't frivolous at all. You know, they gave him a false sense of security. He put his trust in his treasure, and he couldn't live without the security of the immediate. And he wasn't able to embrace the eternal, that seen through the eyes of the unseen. And that's what happens to us when we're not generous. The immediacy of the moment keeps us from giving or sharing or forgiving or loving. But, you know, Jesus loves us so much that he wants to reveal this lie to us that's leaving us without joy. You know, so what are we holding on to? I think that's the question today, Loretta. What are we holding on to that we just can't give away? You know, is it riches? Is it unforgiveness? Is it that one who hurt you? Is it the right to own your own time? Is it security? Is it your own success? You know, is it our need to look good to others? Because ultimately, Jesus wants to free us from the things that bind us to this earth. He wants to free us. That's the ultimate freedom.
He wants to. Oh, my goodness. I have a call coming in, so I want to take it, because I did get the phone number and invite people to call in. And we've had several calls. I'm so excited. Lord, I thank you, because I know it's because of you. And I need to slow down because I'm talking way too fast. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're going to go to phone line 661, area code 202-661-202. Hi, and welcome to Loretta McNary Live presents TCP with Audrey Meisner. Hi, caller.
Hi, and good morning. I just wanted to say everything is just so on point here with me this morning. And I also wanted to add that also faith for me is all about trust as well, because I have to trust and know in my heart of hearts that God has everything taken care of. And that sometimes can be a very difficult point. or part of our faith, just knowing, because it is unknown, but just putting all of our trust in God and saying, you know, it's going to be done. Whatever the need is, it's going to be taken care of.
Wow. And I think we get sidetracked, Carl, if you agree with me, and Audrey, you can chime in on this too. It's when we start seeing with our natural eyes that we get in the trouble of not trusting God and not believing
yes.
and getting depressed
yes.
and start worrying, because we start seeing the problem instead of the problem solver.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly.
I
exactly.
love that you mentioned the word trust. Trust is probably one of my favorite concepts of Jesus of all, because he is trustworthy. So thank you so much for mentioning that. Faith is great, and trust just generates rest, doesn't it? It just generates that rest in our hearts.
Yeah. And, you know, it just
yeah.
transpires it just into all areas of our life as well.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, because you just brought that. That was like, as we say, you know, a point, a ding, an aha moment or what have you. And, yes, it does, because we have to know that everything will be taken care of, because we are putting that trust in God. Wow. Thank you so much,
yeah.
ladies.
Thank you for sharing that. That just fit right
in
with what we were saying and so beautifully said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, keep
listening. Thank you so much. Thank you. I
Thanks,
will.
I appreciate the call.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
I love that women are calling in. I love that Latif called in, too, because it took us to a whole nother level. And that's
what I love
about this show and how it's supposed to roll out. It's supposed to be women empowerment. That means education. We're going to give information to make you, well, not to make you, but to help you become all that you can be, because you're going to use the information. And then there's a think tank part. We can collaborate on some thoughts and some processes
mm-hmm.
and then implement those. And then girl talk. You know, we'll do
mm-hmm.
that, too. So I love that TCP is so, it's inclusive. It's not a show that's
yes.
exclusive, that you got to stick to a form or a format, because someone might be hurting and we need to take the time to, you know, to breathe and to exhale and to allow them to, you know, go with what's going on with them. So I'm really loving this show. I thank God for the concept. I thank him for the idea and the space. But trust is so beautiful, Audrey, because like you said, faith is really good, and that's your part. You can have faith in something. You can do the work, and you can do the prayer. But I think where we sometimes drop the ball, and which causes our faith to decrease, is that we're not trusting God. We say
yeah.
we are, but if you truly trust God, then you're going to walk in joy. You're going to walk in peace.
Oh,
but
you can't help yourself. I think that if you really, really trust God, like a child trusts an amazing, loving father, if you trust on that level, I don't think you could help but be full of joy. You really can't, because there's just really nothing to worry about. Circumstances come, and we're not trying to, you know, escape reality here. I'm not trying to pretend that it's all pie in the sky. But honestly, when stuff comes, we are like the childlike ones that say, Daddy, you are going to take care of this. I trust you. And the joy that comes with this, not only to us, but I believe it brings joy to our Father when we trust him. I believe he is full of joy as we trust him, like, just relentlessly. I really believe that.
Yeah, because I believe faith is for us. You know, we get the kickbacks from having faith.
Yeah.
We get the resources.
Yeah.
We get the awards. But when you come over to trust, which benefits
yeah.
us way more, but it also
yeah.
tells God, this is where I want them to be. This
yep.
is where I'm the closest to them, is when they trust me. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And you know what else I want to just mention is that when we can trust God, we're going to receive that joy. And with that joy comes expectancy. Like, I think that's just that underlying faith, hope, everything comes up into this expectancy that, you know what, we don't just, you know, give to get or any of like those we were talking about generosity for, but we absolutely should know that as we are giving out to others during our day and just really giving people the joy that comes from being with Jesus is contagious. Like, let's just face it. Joy is contagious. And when we are giving that out all day long, we should expect harvest, expect growth in our lives, expect life to spring out of our investment, and expect eternal reward. Because storing our treasures in heaven is the most loving thing we can do, and giving to others that joy is part of our expression on earth. That's part of thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, is to give
wow.
his joy to others, you know?
Yeah, and you said something that was so key and very profound to me, and I want to just kind of break it down. We have a few minutes in the show. We can talk about it. And that is when we allow these things to happen. It's like when you work for corporate America and you sign up for their benefits package, you expect to get those benefits. You know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know your health. You know your savings. You know your Christmas fund. You know all of, you know everything about those benefits, and you expect them to be there when you want them and when you need them. Now, being a Christian, it comes with benefits, and not just the benefit of saying, you know, when we die, we go to heaven. There are so
right.
many benefits, and Michael Farmer, our spiritual personal coach, we talked about this in some of the previous shows. We have to know the benefits in order to expect them.
Yes.
If you don't know what your benefit package comes
yes.
with,
oh, that's
then
so
you don't
good.
Know, you will get overwhelmed. You won't have this
oh,
unspeakable
my.
Joy. You'll experience some joy, because that's a given. But when God talks about his unspeakable joy and his peace that surpasses understanding,
yes. Yes. Wow.
That will get a bump again. Lord have mercy. That's a benefit package that no one can offer, and nothing compares to it. But you got to know the word of God. You got to know his promises
mm-hmm.
so that you can reap the benefits of having his benefit package. And
mm-hmm.
know you expect it. You get up every day
oh.
expecting
yes.
God to do something wonderful. You because he said in Isaiah, he said, my word would not return to me void.
That's
try
right.
Try me and see. Won't I open
yes.
up the windows of heaven and pour
mm-hmm.
you out of blessings? These are not
mm-hmm.
the red and obvious words. It's found in that book, that Bible.
Mm-hmm. May we only know his promises,
ooh.
His benefits. Oh, my gosh, Loretta, you are on a roll. And I just want to pray for our listeners. Lord, I pray that all of us right now will have such a love for the word of God that it just can't help but we're just addicted. We just crave it. It is sweeter than honey to our lips, that you will give us and our children, our spouses, our entire families, just a desire for the word of God. Just put that desire in our hearts, Lord, so that we will know that we know your word on every level. Because, Loretta, what you just said right now was exactly what the Holy Spirit wanted to say today. Oh, my gosh, is that we need to love his benefits, his promises, because it's loving him and knowing him. You know, I don't want to just, know the promises. I want to know the one who wrote and it created the promises.
Yes.
And then we have
I don't want to just know
picture.
The gifts. I want to know the giver. I don't want to just
yes.
be thankful for the creation. I want to know the creator. I want to know him.
Yes.
I want to know him. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
You
Lord,
and I
I'm
are
just loving
so
what
much
you're
agreement.
Doing through this show. Oh, my goodness.
We are in so much agreement, I don't even know if we can handle it.
We're going to take it Tuesday by Tuesday and hour by hour, and it's going to be amazing. And, again, we will reap the benefits of his promises, because he is a promise keeper. He is
yes,
a
he
promise
is.
Keeper. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my goodness. Audrey, I don't know if you know, but I've got an email, and I posted, and I got, like, so many likes and comments on this, like, crazy. But I got an email from Blog Talk Radio that Loretta McNair Live show is one of the top 300 out of 15,000 shows that they have.
Oh, my
yes.
gosh. That is congratulations. And thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Ooh.
That is contagious right there. You have got to be full of the Holy Spirit. People can't resist you. You're irresistible.
And I've done nothing. I've done nothing
oh,
to
you
deserve
are a Holy
that
Spirit
or to
girl.
Even try to get it.
Oh, you are
yeah.
just a Holy Spirit girl walking in the favor of the Lord. And that, again, is one of the benefits, right? And so, right? The favor of the Lord on us and our children. He promotes us. He brings us to places we could not have even asked or imagined. Thank you, Lord,
oh
for that
goodness.
Blessing. You are blessing so many people. I'm just blown away by that. That is incredible.
Yes, it's amazing. And this was like Friday when I got the email and I posted it. And I'm telling you, it has been life-changing. Just that information has changed me and how I want to do business and how I want to please God.
Yes.
And I give him all the glory.
Thank
all
you,
the
Jesus.
Glory.
And thank you, Jesus.
Amen. But as always, Audrey, you are such a joy and a great value to what we're doing here.
Oh,
and I thank everybody
you.
For listening.
thank you.
All right,
you
until
so
next
much.
Tuesday, everybody. Think positive, dream big dreams, help someone along the way. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.